to save the minuscule pride of a defunct band of foolish peasants. Nothing more.
Caiaphas's laughter seemed to put the knights at ease once again. But they're gutsy, foolish peasants, Gavin thought. A few weeks passed with little disturbance, and Gavin was still wondering if Caiaphas was right about the end of the followers. Shortly thereafter, however, rumors began to circulate within the ranks of the knights that the followers were gathering and meeting in one of the shops near the city's center.
"How do you know this to be true?" Gavin asked of Sir Rolson. "I have a servant whose son was coerced into joining the followers. My servant is concerned for the boy, since he seems increasingly interested in only the teachings of this stranger," Rolson said. "My servant claims that the influence of these heretics is growing, not diminishing, and he wants his son back. I came to you because I knew you would consider the matter seriously. The death of the stranger seems to have lulled many of the knights into complacency, including..."
Gavin held up his hand to stop Rolson from speaking the name. He did not tolerate even the slightest disrespect. He thought for a moment.
"I will call for Sir Jaden, and together we will take this to Lord Caiaphas."
Jaden was eager and more than willing to join Gavin and Rolson to petition Caiaphas. They met in the Great Hall and walked to Caiaphas's residence. He joined them in his greeting room. Gavin wasted no time.
"Lord Caiaphas, we need to talk to you about..."
"The secret meetings of the followers?" Caiaphas interrupted.
In an instant, Gavin understood that Caiaphas's apparent lack of interest was nothing more than a ploy to soothe the emotions of the men and the people. There was no hint of complacency in him now.
"I have been watching the followers and their attempt at solidarity since the death of the impostor. It is foolishness, and the time has come for us to end it," Caiaphas said. "Gavin, tomorrow at dusk, assemble 20 knights, and quietly make your way to the large poultry shop across the South Bridge. Do you know of it?"
"I do."
"Warn them, and disband them. Use whatever force is necessary, but do so with good judgment."
Gavin nodded.
"For King and Code," Caiaphas said.
For King and Code,
repeated the three knights. Upon their return to the Great Hall, Gavin and Jaden were intercepted by a fellow knight.
"Gentlemen, there's a disturbance at the city square, and I think we should see about it," he said.
Sir Bremric and a number of other knights joined them as they rode to the city's centre. At the edge of the square, a crowd was gathering to watch a young man in a sword fight with one of the noble knights, Sir Oran. It was an odd scene, for never before had a common citizen of Chessington dared fight one of the chosen knights. Gavin and the rest of the knights dismounted and approached the altercation, but it did not dissuade the young man from his duel. At first glance,